This is Android Meme Critics. Copyright 2010. New Grand View Incorporated. All rights reserved. And we're beginning at 5:33 p.m. Hawaii time. Greetings, Ion. Good day. Good day. Thanks for joining us, Ion. This is Android Meme Critics with Dave Neufeld and Scott Woods and Bob Neverett. Go ahead, Dave.
Alrighty. Okay, what we're going to do today is we're going to start checking out the latest top hits on the charts, and we're just going to get some impressions. So are we all ready for it?
Yep.
Should we start with the number one song or the number five? What's your pleasure?
TikTok lyrics.
Okay, so TikTok. That right now is the number one song. So
where, Dave? Where is it number one?
In North America on the Billboard charts.
Oh, that's Billboard, which is a minor institution because it's so fragmented now, right?
Yeah, but it represents sort of organized music industry.
It's like the Neil...
Well, we want Casey Kasem's view.
Yeah, he's probably got a similar chart.
He uses the Billboard charts.
Yeah, good. Okay, good. Ion knows about that. Okay, Dave, TikTok, I got the lyrics, so I can follow along.
All righty.
Top 40.
All right.
Up in the morning feeling like pieces. My glasses are out the door. I'm gonna hit this city before I leave. Brush my teeth with a bottle of Jack. Cause when I leave for the night, I ain't coming back. I'm talking pure on my toes.
When you say Billboard, that's teen market?
This is marketed to about 12-year-olds.
Wow, they're talking about everything blowing up and having no money.
Getting drunk and, living on the street. And it's all a big party.
Right. It sounds like America.
Getting close to source.
What do you think, Scott Woods?
Oh, I think it's a hot song.
It is.
It blows out the water a lot of the the other sort of alternative songs that we were talking about listening to as well. I mean, we'll get to those and we'll give them their fair shake and all that. But it jumps out the phone at you, that song, and it grabs you by the throat. It's one of those type of tracks.
Yeah.
It seems so distorted, the altering of it. It's 50, 40 years ago, this would be a drug effect. And so this is normal, this distortion. And this distortion has been going on a long time in rap culture, hip-hop culture.
That music's actually pretty clean.
It's not as distorted as normal.
No, that's actually quite clean, that music.
Yeah, with the little sides, the little effects.
That's actually really clean sounding.
It's normal. It's way more distorted.
That's not considered distorted at all. That's considered clear and fat.
Well, it's interesting because it's like, I think there's an effect of distortion, but it's done very cleanly and very tidily in the mix.
Yes.
But they're using distorted type of effects and squelching sort of sounds and stuff, but it's all very tightly constructed.
Yeah.
So in the old days, it'd be the AM version of distortion versus the FM version of distortion. This is the cleaned up, Archie Bell and the Drells kind of distortion.
Yeah, I guess, suppose if you refer to that earlier R&B style music, sure.
Yeah, I'm just thinking, the Monkees will be on AM radio, and then FM would be Eric Clapton or something.
Yeah.
Different texture, and I'm getting from you that this is acceptable for the AM teenage America, even though this
AM or FM, they'll take it anywhere they get it.
Okay, so but it's cleaned up. Like, where is the dirty stuff done?
What do you mean, where is the dirty stuff done?
You say this is clean, the clean version.
Yeah, it's very clean. No, it's a very clean-sounding music. Like Scott said, it has distortion, but it doesn't have huge duration. It's very carefully placed, so it doesn't hang over like a wall of sound. Song has a lot of rhythm and space in it.
And I think the distortion is kind of making a lot of the rhythm.
Totally. And the pitch, you know what else is making it? Is the pitch bend on it.
Yeah.
Taking us out of the 12-tone scale. Like I would say, Ion could answer this question. What would be the nearest planet with life to Earth around here? And do they have music? And do they divide up the scale into 12 steps like we typically do here? Not everyone does on Earth, but Western civilization typically does. Not all Western civilization, but a lot of it.
The best Tibetan music isn't broken down that way. It goes into 36.
Yeah, much, much more nuance.
Much more.
And R&B also does that, addresses that as well through the blues and the microtonality.
Plus, don't forget you've got 16 half-step modulations in that particular piece.
Which piece? Which is tick? You're 60, and that is through the so-called pitch bending that he's done, where he's going in between the normal.
No. There's 16 half-step modulations, meaning it goes from a chord to a half, from a chord to a half, into 16 different versions of tonality within the key, what the key of the song would be played in.
Interesting.
Half-step, not just bending.
So they've divided the scale into 16 half steps. Normally there'd be 12 half steps. Wouldn't that be within an octave?
Or three. Normally you have a song that they do three half steps. That's a lot of movement, you see.
Yeah. Yes. Okay. What else can we say? For me, when I hear that song, that sounds like double bubble chewing gum. And it's just so tasty and just so fun to eat and so sweet and so sugary. Just reaffirms the whole teenage heaven right here on Earth.
Yeah, it feels like that, and that's what the counterculture tries to blow up. But how can they blow this up? This is all about blowing up. They're celebrating blowing up.
That's
what would be the counter, the critique of this?
There isn't. That's the point. There isn't.
Yeah.
There isn't, and it's like Scott had said already. We'll go to some of the alternative songs later. Basically, it's a weaker version of that, ultimately. And so the people
the
that make it...
The alternative is weaker version
of the pop music, and that's why it's alternative. Or it might have aspects that, quote, doesn't fit the normal public aesthetic, but ultimately, if an alternative song could hit on all cylinders like that TikTok song, then it would no longer be an alternative song, it would be a pop song.
Yeah, and I think that the difference is probably, as we'll see, in the rhythm.
Totally.
So Dave, when Ion's talking about the half-step modulation, I don't know what that is. Is that technical talk?
Well, yeah, when I'm talking about breaking up the scale into, you know, a half-step is like, you know, from C to C sharp is a half-step kind of thing. I assume that. Now, when we talk about modulation, that also could mean chordal function, so I'm a little mixed up there. So...
What did you say? You said yes, Ion.
That's correct. It would be from chordal. They would move the whole song a half step rather than just going a half step and stopping. 16 variations of half step modulations within the chord, not just within the note.
Right, so she's sort of going, she's kind of walking up the scale, like if you actually like trace the root notes or whatever that she's following on.
If you look at the music, you'll be surprised.
Yeah,
because it's actually flat, but there's more sharps than there are flats.
More sharps than there are flats. I'm baffled. Because usually when, in terms of just fun, basic theory, is that either you've got the sharps or the flats. So even though the sharps will contain flats, if you would call it flat. You know what I mean? Like in piano music, they're dealing in sharps. So you're either G sharp or you're A flat sort of thing. Get a little mixed
up. We're about to bust, so what do you want to know?
Well, do a little bit, Ion, because you can't tell me. Yeah, if you want
to
tell me.
What do you mean we're about to bust?
No, he is. Ion's ready. I am not used to holding back so much.
Oh, okay. Bust.
I guess we were.
Very good.
Okay.
And came as one.
Okay, bust it out then.
Here we go. All right, here's what you got. You got the Valley Girls meet Stephen Hawking.
That's what this is?
Yep, and you have the best reference in the what we call hippity-hop music. We like hippity-hop music. It's great. The hippity-hop movement brings into a place of no time. What the song is saying, regardless of what they're talking about, brushing their teeth with Jack Daniels, we think it's wonderful. You know, a little brown party liquor always is a good way to start your day. but the point is it's making reference of no time. Well, I'm late for the party, but they're not going to start till I get there anyway. There's no time. There's timing. Timing is a resonance. That's wonderful. No harm, no foul, no problem. But you see, the way this number one tune has caught on is that folks are resonating with this timeless, timed reality. And the fun, or the fastest path to your joy, has nothing to do, no credence at all, with the dynamic that the present Android meme says that you're supposed to be, do, or have in order to be, do, or have the things that they said you're supposed to achieve in being, doing, and having. And that's why this becomes number one. And it is very clean, and it is very clear. You can hear the words. It's not somebody dropping a half tab of acid and seeing how they feel when they do it, and it become, you know, a solid gold. This becomes clear. The clarity within the dynamic that they're trying to explain is, I'm answering the question, what's the fastest path to my joy, and I'm going to do that. And I don't care if you like it or you don't, or you're in it or not, or with it or not, or jiggy with it or not. It's the way it is.
Okay, fine. Okay,
that's brilliant. I love it.
Yeah, so let's go into the lyrics. I might be able to have something to say within this.
Well, I have a question.
Okay, Scott.
I heard a few snickers or something in the lyric about the reference to Mick Jagger.
Yeah, I did.
Did anyone have a comment about that, or?
Maybe we could. Well, that's interesting. Cause I was just going to talk about P. Diddy, and then she's saying we'll beat him up unless they look like Mick Jagger. Who is TikTok? White, black? What is she? Or Keisha, rather? What
she's
is she?
She's white. Hip hop white.
She's a white girl.
Okay, so she likes Mick Jagger. But let's go into Wake Up in the Morning Feeling Like P. Diddy. Hey,
yeah.
What up, girl? Is that what P. Diddy goes? Does he say,
yeah,
hey, what up, girl?
Yeah.
And he's known for that?
No, he's on the track.
It's the Combs reality.
Yeah.
Yes. Sean Combs?
Yes.
Yeah. So she begins with the icon of hippity-hop culture.
Or either that or
maybe
he's connected to the record company, too, or something that she's on, but I could be wrong.
Right. So she's citing a guy who's pretty libertine.
Player.
Yeah, and he's a libertine image.
Player. Say it right now, because I'm getting it.
Player. I don't know how Ian knows all this stuff. I mean, it's pretty incredible. Okay, so grab my glass. I don't know if I want to go in. Okay, so before I leave, brush my teeth with a bottle of Jack, which Ian mentioned. Okay, so I guess Ian pretty well summed it up. It's just, I don't care, I'll do what I want.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to do what I want anyway. You see, the newsflash is, this isn't odd. The newsflash of how this becomes a number one tune is that folks are resonating with it. They're like, you know, there is no money, there is no time, what's everybody, and P. Diddy will put a cap in your ass if you fool with them, so let's just have fun.
We could use this for our website, right? Did you agree with this sentiment expressed here, Ion?
Oh, I think it's wonderful. You human creators, you twist it up, and then you straighten it out, and then you overcome it, and then you become a meme, and then you judge the world by the meme and how the android capacitor allows the flux of separation between your place of understanding, and then you don't understand why the world gets it and you don't, and then so you give it your undivided attention and you go by the record, and the next thing you know, it's number one.
Okay, yeah, because, you know, these kind of lyrics 40 years ago would be ridiculous. You know, you would never be able to, this would be considered
right.
Criminal.
Hey, we're the monkeys because people think we monkey around. That was okay.
This is literally how people monkey around.
Exactly.
This is a docudrama.
Exactly. Go wake Lou Dobbs up. He'll probably want to come back.
Okay, so you know who Lou Dobbs is, Dave?
Certainly.
Yeah, okay. So, Scott, any comment on the lyrics? She asked, she wants to look like the white god, Mick Jagger.
But no, she picked Mick Jagger because it rhymes with swagger.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I mean,
if you're going to do the lyrics, do them quickly, and that way you don't miss anything or whatever you want to do, but just picking them doesn't help you.
Okay.
Blow it out so you can get them out there, the words.
All right, so I'll say it, you can interrupt. Grab my glasses, so she wears glasses, I'm out the door. No, it could be sunglasses, right? Grab my glasses, I'm out the door, I'm going to hit this city. Let's go. So this implied a group. She's going with a group, right? Before I leave, brush my teeth with a bottle of Jack, because when I leave for the night, I ain't coming back. This is someone dropping out. So dropping out of the android meme, regular disappeared American society. It's gone.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Going to a parallel world, says Carolyn. Yeah, but that's the problem. You got to know how to come back. I'm talking pedicure on our toes, trying on all our hour. Who's all the hour? Who's the group? Boys blowing up our phones, that means cell phones?
Mm-hmm.
Playing our favorite CDs, pulling up to the parties, trying to get a little bit tipsy. Don't stop, make it. It's almost like she lives in chaos anyways, and to get drunk is it's hard for her to get drunk because she's in a drunk environment already.
Well, drunk makes things normal.
Yes, yeah. Don't stop, make it pop, DJ blow my speakers up. Tonight I'm fight till we see the sunlight, till talking the clock, but the party don't stop. So why are they going to fight? What's all this fighting thing?
Not fighting, Bob, it's engaging.
Ah, okay, but it's a violent society, so the patina of violence?
It's not violent. They're just giving that as the reference that we're going to, we tear it up on the weekend. That doesn't mean you tear things up on the weekend, Bob.
Okay.
That means you're busy at it. Get with it.
Yeah, you've witnessed more weekends than I have, so okay. Don't stop. Make it pop. Blow my speakers up. I did that. Ain't got a care in the world, but got plenty of beer. Ain't got no money in my pocket, but I'm already here.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
I've arrived.
Wonderful.
And now
I am. They could have summed it up and said, I am, but that's kind of hard to make a whole running song with.
Yeah.
And Moses has the copyright on that. And then Popeye. I am what I am.
I zam what I zam.
And now the dudes are lined up because they hear we got swagger. Who is the we? Is this girls going out?
Yeah, sure. Anyone, the other girls who like the tune and identify with it.
Okay, but we kick them to the curb. We kick the ass. I'm talking about everybody getting drunk, getting crunk, boys trying to touch my junk. Does that mean heroin?
No, trying to touch your boobs.
It's their woo-woo.
Woo-woo. But if there's a pun there, gonna smack him. There's your smack. Heroin, if he's getting too drunk. If he's getting too drunk.
No. They're not meaning all that. They're just saying that they'll beat the shit out of him if they go too... But they go further than they want him to go.
Okay, exactly. Now we go until they kick us out or the police shut us down. It's guaranteed the police are lurking, right? Since the Patriot Bill, police are everywhere, so they can kick us down any moment. What do you want to say, Scott?
Oh, so you mean they signed the Mount Vernon Agreement?
I don't know about that. Where is that?
You'll find out.
Oh, we just had an embed there, Dave. The future just spoke to us.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So, Scott, what do you make of the lyrics?
Keep going, man. Keep going.
Hey, don't stop, make it pop. What would pop mean there?
Orgasm, Bob.
Okay. Or cherry, you mean.
Or well, speakers, or both.
I think those girls have already made their salads, however. But.
Blow my speakers up tonight. I am a fight. Till we see the sunlight. Till talk on the clock. But the party don't stop. Don't stop till we see the...
Good. The absence of the variance of time. Good.
Now, she addresses the DJ. Where is the DJ? On the radio?
At the party.
At the party?
Yes.
You break me down. He's spinning the tune.
They all address the DJ.
Yes. Now, in 62, when the twist started, McLuhan was on TV saying, he called it the Cape Canaveral Caper, and he said that people are all wound up in their corporate lives during the day at their jobs. They need to wind down, unravel, and that's what the twist was. This is twisting cubed. You know what I mean? This is... Mm-hmm. She break me down, unravel me. That is the common theme here since the satellite went up. You've got to dismantle the tight role that you've been playing in your regimented daily life.
Mm-hmm. Be careful, Dave. He may slip into Earth the Kit, too. So,
so what do you think of that unwinding principle here? You build me up, you break me down.
Yeah.
Old, Bob.
What's old?
Your analogy.
Oh, sorry, yes. However, that was a long time ago.
Yeah.
And what it says here, yeah, you got me. Then it gives a lyrics, and Earl, that's a mistake, right? That Earl is not in the lyrics.
No. So I think we got this song. So I like what Ion's saying. Basically, that it's a perfect topic. It's about time, and that time doesn't really matter, and that doesn't matter if she has money, and the party never stops, and it's ultimately describing the non-physical plane. Would you say?
Yes. They could have just as easily say that damn James Martinez and Bob. They crushed the economy and got rid of all the money, and the Android memes took over. So we're gonna get it over, and we're gonna get with it. Little hippie hop stuff in there, and it's all good because people go, well, hell yeah, that's the way it is. All they're doing is typing and tweeting and twitting about their twits and the tweets, and then they're running along with it, and it's like, well, where's the party? I'm gonna forfeit my oral hygiene. You see, so it becomes to the point where it really doesn't matter. So it anti-matters, and that's why this is a number one song. It's because they've gotten to the place where it's kind of like, well, if it doesn't matter, why does it matter? So let's just have fun. Everybody's worried about worrying about worrying about oh, the Victrola is stuck again. They're worrying about uh-oh, what are we going to do? They're worrying about worrying about worrying about this could go on. They quit worrying, and they're just like, let's get busy with it. You know, if we're stuck and we're screwed, why don't we screw?
Yeah.
So isn't this... alignment of the physical, non-physical, and the labyrinth of the mind by default?
By default, from the resonance of the meme that's being appropriated.
Yeah, that James and I caused.
Appropriated.
Yes.
Because they're looking at what is and making value judgments based on their place in the stream. And once they forfeit their cares of life, and you get enough acid, and it will grow strangely dim, but you might get a really, really bad trip, man. So if that's the case, then if it releases the labyrinth of your mind that's judging you of why everything is screwed, why not have fun with it? Because that's what it's all about. They came here to have fun. Remember, girls just want to have fun.
Yeah.
So that's how the thing flows, and then it flows into a point where it has a very topical application because, and the only reason is because, it's where people are.
Right. It's totally exactly relevant to the mood. Like, girls want to have fun as in the 80s, 30 years ago, and this is the same theme, but in the busted up, broken down country.
Yeah. Yes.
So,
Brokeback Mountain version.
Oh, there you go. See, this Ion, he could win any Trivial Pursuit, man. He knows everything about music.
No, we're sorry. The new spin is Bareback Mountain.
Yeah.
That's a different conversation.
Brokeback Mountain. Yeah. Okay, Dave, so tell me the next song so I can find the lyrics.
All right.
Is that enough? Are y'all done with that one? That was pretty good.
It was, yeah. Wasn't it? Hot stuff. No wonder it's number one.
Yeah, it's a great one to start this Android meme criticism with Ion, because Ion, this is Ion's hymn. It's totally relevant to Ion. This is the figure for the ground of what Ion's saying on cash flow.
Yes.
But don't tell Jerry Farwell's family. They may not agree.
Farwell.
Firewall. We didn't want to say Fartwell because then we would be copying a Hustler's version of it.
Right.
So, yeah, it's like he was saying that we've all fallen from grace, but I fall well.
Right. Yeah, because they all work on the principle everybody's a sinner.
Yeah.
So everybody's fallen, but he fell well.
Nicely, yeah. You gotta emulate him.
Yeah. Did you hear Ion say Fartwell?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Good. So what's the next? Who's the next lyric so I can type it in and find it?
Okay, this would be "We Are the World" remake. I've only heard this about half a time.
Yeah.
From what I heard, it's shit.
You just couldn't stand it, huh?
It just, you know, did it sound like if you added Valium to the version from 25 years ago? It's almost going the opposite way that I would have expected it went. It sounds pretty insipid. I mean, it's about Nana Mouskouri kind of level.
Right, why are we playing it? Why did you select it?
Because it's number two right now, probably largely due to its...
it's number two by default.
Well, just as people are pouring money into it.
Any record they were going to put out about
children.
Come
on, fine, Ion. If you want Ion to stop, you just say fine, Dave.
So let's start.
Fine.
Hey, Ion, what's the best part you think of that tune?
When it's over.
What about the part? There's a na na na, dream, na 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 na. Is that the big hook?
We're saving our own life.
Is that what they say?
We're saving. That's what they're saying. And that part's okay, but it has to come back to the dogma that means we're less than because you're not doing your part. And we are the world, so every problem of the world and the issue and every crap thing that comes into your reality is somebody else's fault. And it's not whether you win or lose, it's how you place the blame. So we come together in this solace atmosphere of less than-ness to remind the world that we are giving back. We are giving back, and that we're going to use our proceeds to pay our producers handsomely so that someone can know and understand that we all got our dig in to give of ourselves to make the world a better place.
Wow.
And we got royalties for doing it, too.
Pretty much.
And we are seen doing honorable work.
Exactly.
All right.
Honorable or tax deductible.
So, Dave, are we going to play a little bit of it or something?
Now, if any guys start vomiting or sort of thing because you don't like the tune because it's really just what it is,
keep it,
we'll just stop. But here, I'll let it run for a bit. Here we are.
Go for it. Be sure you keep your projectile vomiting barf bag in.
Uh-oh.
It's bad, but shut up, Dave. Hang it.
There comes a time when we hit a certain call, when the world must come together as one. There are people dying.
Hey, did you see the gift bag they all got, too? Gucci handbags and all that. They left. Y'all guys did a really good job, States, helping to eliminate world poverty here. So go have some jewelry. Hang on a second.
Don't forget to... That the one somehow will soon make a change.
We are all part of God's great big family. You know love is all we need.
Okay, what do you think? Yeah. Do we have to hear the whole thing?
No.
No.
We know where it's going, right?
This is from Haiti. Who's doing the new version?
Well, all the artists that are big now. Artists, if you call them, Justin Bieber, little kid guy from in Ontario, and who else was on it?
Streisand is on it.
Who?
Streisand.
Okay.
Jamie Foxx.
Right.
I think T-Pain and some of those guys.
Yeah,
are.
Yeah. Celine Dion.
Did you say Barbara Streisand?
Yeah.
She doesn't perform much, does she?
She probably has a few lines.
Not too much.
No,
in general? Not too much, man.
So what do we say? Well, what, Ion, I'm sure you have some great insights about Haiti, probably more interesting than the tune.
Yeah, well, no, let's get in, no, bigger. Hold on, Buttercup, just here. Listen to what those words are saying. Love is all we need. Yeah. Need is what you do to dough when you're trying to keep it from rising.
Yeah, can't.
We are the world. No, you're not. You are your world. You look at a time. You look at a place. You look at what is, and you gauge yourself from what is. Well, good luck with that. Good luck with that. That's not how it is. That's not how it works. That's not how it goes. And you can give and give and give. But just like socialism, the only problem with socialism in this song is that sooner or later you run out of someone else's money.
Yeah.
So, it's every inch of it is from a false premise to move you to an emotion of why you're less than, because goddammit, you're not doing what you're supposed to do.
Pretty sick.
And so you can get some temporary redemption by pledging?
Or at least a great Gucci bag with a graph earring, so
yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
Okay, so there you go.
And the earrings are nice, so we don't have a problem with the earrings. They're really cool.
Yes, you don't deserve it if you sing bad lyrics.
So Ion, would you say then you share a cynicism that I would see a lot of, not a lot, but a good sizable portion of the population would look at that and go, well, this is just vain on behalf of these stars. They don't give a shit about Haiti, and they just made it in for the gig so they could network with other stars, and they probably got a handsome fee, and they probably thought it gives their career a good profile, and those are all the reasons. And then the Haiti thing is just, it could be Haiti, it could be Rwanda, it could be Sudan, it could be anywhere.
Why didn't Elizabeth Taylor have a party and have everybody bring a money check? That thing would have been much more effective than being number two in the charts, but now the American public has to buy this drivel to make a difference.
So, Ion, where did the money that's gleaned from this song, where is it going?
Well, we've got to cover the bills. Got to have the skills to pay the bills, Bob.
So it's bureaucracy. It's not getting to Haiti.
But they're dead, Bob. What do they need money for in Haiti? We're taking up a collection to help the recently departed in Haiti. They're dead. They don't need your damn money. And even if you text $10 to the help the Clinton Bush relief syndrome, you see, by the time, in the government's all behind this because of the taxes that are paid, from the texting of the collection of the money to keep all this all propped up. If 10 cents makes it, that's a good day. And there is no money anymore, and you're trillions of dollars in debt, but yet you find $300 million to give to dead people. We think you must be doing pretty good.
Spare cash.
Well, I mean, if you're bankrupt, how are you taking passing the hat and putting something in the donation?
Is it good
them
money?
Coffin. Send them a chicken. They don't want your money. What are they going to do with your money? They want a chicken.
I don't want a check. I want a chicken.
That sounds cheeky. Well, they're starving to death and they're passing out money checks, and there ain't a bank on the island that can cash it. What's the point? They're sending them packages to purify water, and they don't even have any water.
Okay.
To purify, unless they're going to desalinate the ocean.
All right,
meanwhile, Dave. 40 clicks west or east, you got a country, the Dominican Republic, that's doing just fine.
Quite a contrast.
And they're touching.
What? Why is that? Why such a contrast?
Because the Dominican Republic had infrastructure, and they didn't build their house out of cardboard, and they have a place of the resources that they have drawn to themselves. And we would say primarily through the drug trade, but we don't want to bring the ATF involved in your little radio extravaganza here. But from their place of an infrastructure that takes care of their own, and they know who they are, and they have they had the same earthquake. It was on the same island. It was the same thing, same schmoo. But their infrastructure wasn't destroyed.
And why the difference in quality in the build between the two countries on the same island?
Well, because if you look at Haiti with all of their hurricanes and flooding and washing out and washing over, they've been done with this for a good while now.
Done
and
with
this isn't new. We told about these the mass exoduses that were looming and have begun and are, and we've listed off many to where it's the fastest path to the human creator's joy. To be done with it. You got to realize that the best that they had to look forward to was their religion, which was hoodoo.
Mm-hmm.
Not voodoo, hoodoo. Hoodoo, there's a difference.
Mm.
What's the difference?
From the very.
See how Ion stops on a dime? He's very polite. But Ion, you could go.
God said, what's the difference between hoodoo and voodoo?
Yeah.
They're different. Voodoo is from a voodoo priestess, which comes from South Africa. In Africa, voodoo came from the French assimilation of the slave trade, so it came more from basically the Nigeria side of Africa. And hoodoo is a fundamental belief system that if you believe, it gives you what you call supernatural power over other human creators.
Mm.
And also, hoodoo is very, very relevant as far as orchestrating angel alliance that brings, every time God wanted, supposedly in your scriptures, God wanted to do something nasty, he'd send the angels to come do it. Well, you're God, and when you need really big help to wipe something out, you start sojourning the angels to do your bidding, and they do.
Okay, so hoodoo, power over your environment or something, what is, voodoo doesn't believe that?
No, voodoo is all about poking pins and sewing up a goat's tongue and having influence within the emotion. Influence within the emotion.
Okay, Dave.
If you have someone suggestive, you can control them.
Right, so Dave.
Kind of like your government.
We can get a lot of wisdom here. Let's just go back to partying. Let's go to the next song.
Okay. Number three.
Did you finish with your Haitiism that you
I
were
think so,
with?
Eh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is there any... Haiti has the word hate, but that's just a coincidence, right? Is that...
Yeah.
That resonance is just coincidental, right?
Yeah.
If they were called Lovey, would they have had better buildings? Or... No?
No, doesn't matter what you call it. It's what you do with it.
Right.
So you don't know even, you don't know, well, and you're using those words, and you don't even know what those words mean, so
yes.
It's not serving you very well already anyway, so that's all right.
Yeah, yeah.
It doesn't mean you and us in general.
Well, I
know, actually we do.
Yeah.
You do mean Dave?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, Dave. Dude, just looking at the end, there's a choice we're making. We're saving our own lives. It's true, we'll make a brighter day. It's all 1, 2, 3, law of attraction, waiting for a better time.
Yeah, you're going to have to sit here and squalor until we're going to sit on the levee and wait on the Robert E. Lee.
Right.
That's it. Hope we last out the storm.
Okay, so, Dave, and remember, Scott, don't be intimidated by Ion's, whatever it is, wisdom. keeps coming in.
Yeah, no. No, I'm...
Oh, yes, we'll fight. We love to play. We've had Bobisms, so this is great fun.
They haven't talked to me for 1,000 hours. They love to have another human being interact
with.
That was
1,400 hours ago. He stuck on the 1,000 run.
So it's not 1,400. Jeez, if it is,
Bob, you don't. You're speaking with authority, like you know. You don't have a clue. You run 4 to 5 hours a night, 7 days a week, plus your readings, plus your shows, and you average 5 hours in a lick on a show. Start doing the math. Your heart.
Okay, Dave, we're up to 14 hours now. Thanks for pushing us over 1,400, Dave.
Okay.
Okay, so what is the next, I'm going to go to, well, I don't know, what's the next song?
Black Eyed Peas. It's called,
that's the name of the song?
The band is called Black Eyed Peas. The song is called I'm a Me.
I'm a Bee. It's, I'm a Bee.
Yeah.
I'm a Bee.
I'm a Bee. It, oh, I'm a Bee. You know what? It's not, I don't know why. It just, the version I just popped, it doesn't work. Let me try again on LimeWire. The version that it's corrupted, the version that I got.
And crank it up.
I will, but first I got to get the track. You know what? We'll have to skip that.
Have you ever
that.
Tried fried black eyed peas? Those are just the best.
I haven't.
Yeah, it's a hot
They're
song.
Wonderful.
What's the song? I'm a Bee?
I'm a Bee, yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to have
bee,
to see
right.
if I can load it down again. This one version didn't work. What we could maybe do as well, it's because it'll take a while to download another version.
Go to the next one.
Let's go to the next one. This one is number 4, and it's called Young Money, and it is by...
No, Young Money's the artist.
Oh, okay. And what's the song called?
Young Money featuring Lloyd, and the song is called Bedrock.
Okay, Bedrock.
Tribute to the Flintstones.
Hey, guys, you know, when I go on Google... That pops up under, you start to write in Young Money and it pops up, Young Money Bedrock lyrics. It's already in the Android meme as a...
Oh, quickly.
A powerful thing, you know?
Yeah.
Because it's number 3 on the charts, or number 4?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, I'm a Bee. Let me just...
Where's your Sade? Where ain't she in the loop?
She's big on the album charts right now.
Who?
Yeah, we love Sade.
She's got the new album out, but I don't think she'll...
Everybody loves Sade.
Yeah.
Even Wanda Sykes likes Sade.
That's right.
Okay, so let's go to Bedrock, it's called, right? Is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
Yep.
Okay, oh shit, where to go? Hang on, wrong program.
Leopold Lefton. It's going to get fun.
Here we go. All right.
She got that good, good. She Michael Jackson bad. I'm attracted to her for her attractive bad. And now we murderers because we kill time. I knock her lights out and she still shine. I hate to see her go, but I love to watch her leave. But I keep her running back and forth like a soccer team. Cold as a winter day, hot as a summer day. Young money thief, feel your heart with ease.
I like the way you walking if you walking my way. I'm that Red Bull, now let's fly away. Let's buy a place with all kind of space. I let you be the judge, and I'm the case. I'm gutter, gutter, I put her under. I see me with her, no Stevie Wonder. She don't even wonder, cause she knew she bad. And I got a nigga, grocery fan.
Ooh, baby, I've been stuck to you like glue. Baby, wanna spend it all on you. Baby, my room is a cheap spot. Call me
Mr. Flintstone. I can make you better. I can make you better. I can make you better, girl. Okay, I get it. Let me think. I guess it's my turn. Maybe it's time to put this pussy on your sideburns. He say I'm bad. He probably right. He pressing me like button downs on a Friday. I'm so pretty, like be on my petal bike, be on my low skirt, be on my egg white. He say Nikki, don't stop. You the bestest, and I just be coming on the top as bestest.
I love your sushi roll, hotter than wasabi. I'm racing for your love, shake and bake, Ricky Bobby. I'm at the W, but I can't meet you in the lobby. Girl, I gotta watch my bag, cause I'm not just anybody. I seen them stand in line just to get beside her. I let her see the accent and let the rest surprise her. That's when we disappeared, BGP gets to find her. Oh, that was your girl.
Hey, should we keep going or you got a taste of that?
No, that's pretty good. That's enough, maybe. She's
okay.
Saying, I can make your bed rock. I can make you have a good fuck, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this is mainstream teen music.
Yes.
It's like Dirty South hip-hop.
Scott, what do you think of the tune?
I kind of like it. I mean, it's... I just like the elements of all that sort of anything-goes hip-hop. It's like they're just pulling in stuff from all over the place. It's, you know, got the 80s kind of synths. It's very, very Southern.
Mm-hmm.
Very Lil Wayne sort of style. I like it. It's total, like, trashy... It's like a modern-day equivalent of 60s trashy kind of stuff, like Standells or something like that.
Right, right.
It's dirty.
Well, Dave, I don't know if I heard it loud enough, but it sounded dinky and circusy, like...
Yes.
Very much so.
It's like be as
nursery
silly
rhyming.
As possible. Yeah, you'd be as stupid as possible, or silly, or...
Yeah.
I
thought it was shit, but that's just me.
It wasn't great.
No, it didn't. Like compared to the Keisha song, it just wasn't as inspired.
No, it's not an inspired tune. It's just got an omnipresent sort of sound. It's in your face. It's of the moment.
Yes.
Who will care in like 2 months from now or a month from now?
Whereas the Keisha song will have more longevity.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I like the inventory of stuff they throw in.
Yeah.
You know, there's an incredible bunch of stuff mentioned in the lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
The room is a G spot. I mean,
yes.
This is Finnegan Ease.
Mm.
It's hallucinatory.
Yes.
Room is G-spot, Gouda Gouda, T Street, Mac Main. And they, it's interesting, that one and the other one, they refer to icons. The TV landscape, the TV body is like a background. They don't say something, they just say Stevie Wonder, and that's enough, right? They know what they're referring to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, ESPN.
ESPN?
Yeah, they make a reference to ESPN. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So it's the mixed media of their life. You actually could say it's got the four bodies. You got the bedrock chemical body, you got the TV body, Stevie Wonder, the chip body was probably whatever obscure thing is in here, and then the astral body, there is no time, we're going to kill time. It seems to be a real mixture of quadrophenia to me.
Mm-hmm.
You're very kind. We like Lloyd Bridges and Sea Hunt, but who remembers him?
I saw that. I know that one.
Yeah.
What's that got to do with this?
So it has about the same veracity.
Yeah. In other words, it's lightweight.
Yeah, I mean, when you
it's
get
good,
there...
It's good, but it's lightweight. It's
by the time you arrive to the place of getting to it, it won't be there to get you there.
Okay. But that's when we disappear. You need GPS to find her.
Or melting titanium.
Yeah, melting titanium or ESP show. Because we kill time. Now, Ion, you don't recommend killing time because it's not there, but you would agree with the sentiment, right?
No.
Don't try to kill time. It's not
well,
there.
Well, why are you going to spend your energy trying to kill something that doesn't exist? It's a false premise.
Yeah, what
so
would
if you have the ability to kill time, then you got to give in that there is time.
Yeah.
There ain't time.
On the previous one, Before We Are the World, I gradually, as you explained stuff, it fit in what you said. It was a combination of Stephen Hawking and who?
Valley Girls.
Valley Girls, right. No, that works. So what is this?
This, what is this? This is Dinkier. This is our. This is the. But the, what's, who's Henry the Eighth?
Lloyd Bridges. Lloyd Bridges tries to get Jeff and Bo to engage with Gene Roddenberry.
And Jeff and Bo, where are they from?
That's his sons.
Oh yeah, yeah, right, right. Jeff and Bo. You see, they, Ion knows his stuff. He's a regular reader of Variety and Billboard. He's up on everything. Hit Parader magazine, Rolling Stones. He's got it all in there.
Lord suffer, yeah.
Okay, Dave, what do you say?
Well, I said what I said. To me, I agree with what you said and what Ion said. And yeah, that I just think it's a B-grade track, and it's just fucking going through the motions, but not with a lot of inspiration.
But to me, yeah. But I like the lyrics. I like the variety of reference points.
Yeah, that is indicative of a lot of hip-hop, mind you. That sort of, you're expected to give shitloads of analogies and cultural references.
Oh, okay, that's my Quadrophenia, which fits. I mean,
yes.
You know,
and it's also known as gobbledygook.
It is.
Well, Ion, tell us a pattern about the song we're not picking up on.
Well, there's no, the pattern is that it's taking any meme that he is and trying to validate it or why you should listen to their...
Yeah.
I guess you could call it music, but...
Yeah.
Generalized.
Oh, I know why you're saying Lloyd. It's the bit at the top. The
yes.
First thing, someone says Lloyd.
Featuring
yeah.
Lloyd, featuring Lloyd.
Who's that?
Lloyd is the guy with the high voice singing the chorus.
Oh, they're indicating he was singing. Okay.
Well, we like Lloyd Bridges way better.
Right. Okay, well, the... I just find the music dinky, but the lyrics, but then you're telling me that's the standard style, so this is really Geez Whiz or something. It's just...
Geez Whiz.
It's Geez Whiz.
With Whiz or without Whiz, that's the question in Philadelphia. That's all you need to know. With Whiz or without Whiz, that's it. Once you figure that out, everything else is all understood. So... Yes, Bob, with Whiz or without, that sums it up.
Yeah. And J.W. likes Philadelphia. He goes there often.
Wait till 30 minutes and you won't know this ever existed.
Okay, Dave, let's move on then.
Number four or number three, does it really matter? It doesn't.
No.
It's called I'm a Bee by the Black Eyed Peas. Let's check it out.
Turn it up.
Maybe it's a slow starting. Hang on, I'd heard it before. No, here it comes. There we go.
I'm a bee. I'ma be on the next level. I'ma be rocking over that bass treble. I'ma be chilling with my motherfucker crew. I'ma be making all them drugs you wanna do. I'ma be up in that melee flip, doing one-handed flips, and I'ma be sipping on drinkers. I'ma be shaking my hips. You gon' be licking your lips. I'ma be taking that pictures, looking all fly and shit. I'ma be the flyest shit. I'ma be spreading my wings. I'ma be doing my thing.
Up in the club, doing whatever I like. I'ma be popping that bubble. I'm in there living that good life. Oh, let's make this last forever. Party and we'll chill together. On and 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 on.
I'ma be rocking like this. What? Y'all niggas wanna talk shit? What? Put it on the blog, nigga. Rocking like this is my job, nigga. We can't help that we popular. And all these folks wanna flock to us. Just rock with us. A million bucks will put knockers.
I'ma be for that good. I'ma be for that good, good.
I'ma be
for that good. I'ma be for that good, good.
I'ma be
for that good. I'ma be for that good, good.
All right. That's enough of that, eh?
Yeah, it's wonderful. Play it again. That was good.
You like that, eh?
Somewhere. We can work with it. I'm a bee. I'm a bee. I am.
Yeah.
I am. And I don't care if you like it, and I don't care if you don't, and I don't care if you think you know what a billion is, and we'll figure tell you what's coming after a billion next.
Yeah.
I'm going to be at the party. I'm going to be hitting that.
Yeah.
And me and my niggas going to get on it. Don't worry about that.
Yeah.
That's it. We love it. It's great.
Yeah.
Come into your power. Engage. Be a creator that you chose to come forth and be. I'm a be that. I'm a be. I'm a be.
Is that,
good,
is that
good, good.
Yeah. Well, in the case for me, I sort of interpreted that way. What I also think, this is a man who's like made millions of dollars in the music industry, and he has to keep making records. So, yeah, the topic now is just I'm a whore, and I'll make lots of money, and I'm going to go with the flow, and this is how the world works, and I'm going to rock the globe and get as many customers as I can.
No.
Okay.
The Black Eyed Peas was singing that smack before they had two nickels to rub together.
Mm-hmm.
Before they had two black ass peas to play with.
Right.
It caught up to them. They didn't catch up to it. They're not making records. They like that hippity hop business. They like singing. They'd sing for free.
Mm-hmm.
And just because this is great, now they get to sing and they get paid a whole bunch of money checks. That's even better. Money must flow freely and easily to them, regardless of whether they put out or not.
Mm-hmm.
You see? Because the ladies of ill repute are having a hard time now because the high school girls are giving it away for free.
I love the lyrics. It's very good quadraphenic, like he said.
I'm on B. And just if you're wondering, I'm a B.
Yeah,
I'm a B.
I'm the upgraded new Negro. Average brother was sold. I'm going to be worldwide international.
You can't say Negro, Bob. You're not African American, so you can't say Negro.
Okay. But I'm a black woman.
Nigga, don't put up with that shit.
I've always been a black woman. I've said that.
Well,
Dave knows that. So I would be in real rock in Tokyo, going to be brilliant with my millions, loan out a billion to get back a trillion.
Yeah.
But my name ain't Lehman. Wonder what that refers to.
Lehman Brothers.
He spells it L-E-M-E-N.
Mm-hmm.
Honey, I'm a bee. You see how Finney's Wake predicted all this? I mean, you can find whole sections of Finney's Wake where it's written this kind of stuff, mixing the media. I'm a bee, yeah, I'm a bee, your banker, low note seaman, rhyme with Lehman. Honey's in debt, but we'd be bouncing them checks, but I don't really mind when they bouncing them checks. I'm a bee. I'm a bee sick with the flow when the goal's to rock the whole globe. They're putting on the whole old TV landscape. Reason why you're going to want to come see. Here's the thing. They're free, but they're digital. The way they can use digital media to get around the old record companies and that is what they're riding on.
Yeah.
And they also own their own label. That helps, too.
Yeah, they have their own scene. This is an expression, celebration of the chip life, chip body life.
Oprah Winfrey, I'll tell you quick, it's very good. It serves you well to own your own show.
Yes. Now look at this. We on some next level shit. Like, they don't even take it seriously about being on the next level. Well, they'll include that. We're on the next level shit, futuristic, musically.
Right. Exactly.
Mind will fold with energy. That sounds like a new age dogma.
Labyrinth of the mind.
Yeah, for the soul, new sonically. Sending positivity across the globe. Now, positivity, what the heck is that, considering the inventory of quote, violent and freedom and whatever. It's interesting, actually, they're changing the meaning of positivity.
Oh, you're saying that all this that goes on is negative?
That's what I just said. I knew where you were going. So I said positivity is all this, quote, chaos that he's talking about. That's positivity.
Yeah. Worked for Maxwell Smart, too.
You know who that is, Dave?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Cross the globe in seven seas. Take your... I didn't know. Black Eyed Peas is a big band. They're already big.
Huge.
Yeah. Huge, yeah.
Wow, where do people hear this stuff? The kids, they got... It's not
everywhere.
It's the radio?
Everywhere. Elevators, you name it. Clubs, iTunes.
Right, so the iPhones, iTunes, it's whatever.
Peapod.
Peapod. Don't forget the Peapods.
Yeah.
You know, the iBoxes, and they get out of their iBoxes. Don't forget that.
Yeah, they say rockin' show, spectin' cheese. I'm going to be out with my peas. Peapods. Feeling free. That's how it's supposed to be. Come join my festivities. Celebrate
I'm
like
a bee,
I'm a bee.
It's just great. It's good music.
Oh, yeah. Ion's pretty hip.
Yeah. Not hip. It's real. And the human, it's no surprise that the human creators are resonating with it. They're saying it fair and plain. I don't give a fuck what you think. I don't give a fuck what you say. I'm going to be.
Well, that's
and despite you, I'm going to be.
That's
so
chip
good.
Body bias, Ion. That's chip body bias. That's the centrifugal forces of the chip body goes around all the cultural things and creates anarchy.
Yes. And guess what happens when you take two centrifuges and you put them back to back? They spin in the same direction, but then you look, one's going clockwise and one's going counterclockwise.
Right.
And then after a little bit, there's a field of energy, a force that is compelled and is from that dynamic. That's the dynamic that we've been trying to get you to for about 1,400 hours and haven't been able to get anywhere in the proximity vibrationally regarding yet. However, you can trust in black ass peas to get you straightened out on it. It's great.
Black ass peas. you said something back there. The centrifuge. That was in the last fringe, or the second last fringe. The centrifuge instrument was his name.
And you
put two of them together.
Huh.
What, you don't like that reference point?
Well, yes, we like that reference
point,
but that wasn't what that was from, Bob. You only did about 8 hours on that. That's why Carolyn's probably like, let's go, I'm out of here. He got it even getting further than that. It's kind of like, wait a minute.
I'm a bee.
Yeah, just bee, Bob. That'll
I'm a bee on the next level, okay? I would be walking over that bass treble. I would be chilling with my mother crew. I would be making all them deals you want to do. Ha! I would be up on that Nailist flicks, doing 100 flips, and I would be sipping on drinks because I would be shaking my hips. You're going to be licking your lips. I would be taking them pics, looking all flying shit. I would be the flyest chick, so fly. I would be spreading my wings. I would be doing my thing. Do it, okay?
I'm a bee.
Okay, Dave, what do you have to add to this?
I don't.
You don't even like the song.
Actually, I wondered what you thought of it, Dave. What do you actually think of the tune and the production and et cetera, et cetera?
It really sounds like a pastiche of stuff. It doesn't sound inspired. It sounds like they had a bunch of different files and patterns. They're like, yeah, I like that part. It's one of the ones that, even though they've turned it into a cohesive piece with definitely a cohesive theme, it's clear that this was like the fourth or fifth single off the album. But they wouldn't have.
What's the coalescence that they use to attach the cohesiveness of the flow?
Probably their confidence in what they bring just conceptually, and there's a consistency. They're businessmen and they're entertainers, and they believe
they
what
care,
they
care, and they didn't know. They knew what they liked.
Exactly.
They knew what they liked, that sooner or later everyone else would agree. That's the essence and mastery of human creation. And the sooner you figure that out, the better it will serve you, I promise.
Hey guys, keep talking. I'm a bee tending to my baby for a minute, okay?
Okay.
Just keep talking. Right. Don't worry about it. Keep going.
Okay.
Right.
So say that again, Ion. I like that. I mean, obviously, I'll be able to listen to a tape back of this whole thing. But what is it? Can you just give me back again what you said?
It's the essence of all human creation. They didn't care if you bought their record or not.
Right.
They didn't care. It didn't make any difference to them.
So you don't think when they're writing those tunes and working on the studio that they're not trying to perceive the audience and how effective it'll be? You think they're just saying, I don't give a shit.
No. Who in the world would come out with that if you were trying to soothe the archetypal meme?
Who in the world would embrace that?
Every record company?
Well, there's a lot of them. Are they all making it? We don't think so.
How's that working for them?
Yeah, how's that working for them? A lot of people make donuts, too, but not everybody's making millions at it.
That's right.
But so,
and what's the difference? Why do some donuts make millions and other ones just remain obscure? The flavor?
One makes donuts because they like making donuts. And they're going to make donuts whether you eat them or not.
So these giant conglomerates that sell donuts, they just personally, the owners just adore making donuts, or don't they just adore the money they make off
it? They would do it for free.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
The original
people. You get a fire in your belly, and you get after it, and you eat it, and drink it, and sleep it, and think it, and come into that dynamic that your world is a better place because you provide donuts.
Yeah.
Once you come to that place where you're not after chasing what, you don't do it because you have to have validation from other human creators, screw that noise. People are waspish. They'll turn on you. When you get in your place of knowing and you're going to be, then you're going to be whether they like it or not.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the perfect words. It was the perfect words. I'm going to get it. I'm going to tap it. I'm going to hit it. I'm going to be there. I'm going to be loaning you money.
So did
I'm going to be giving you a money check.
Yeah, did Colonel Sanders make his chicken for a love of making chicken or whatever he made?
Yes.
Okay, so as it became a big successful corporation, was he still into it himself?
Yes, he was. And he spent his entire life trying to make the mashed potatoes better because they sucked. He hated his very own mashed potatoes. He got the original recipe perfect. It was great, but he spent his entire life trying to make those green potatoes better.
And he never did it.
He croaked trying to make them better.
Hmm. And so the better versions were an unrealized creation that went into the gut with them.
They still serve those same potatoes in the same recipe as it is now. But the gravy that goes on them, you could take flour and water and stir it together and make a paste and pour that gravy on it, and it would be delicious.
Great, Android meme criticism here, Dave. We just go from one thing to another. That's
mm-hmm.
very good.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you ask. So
yeah.
We'll behave, but you ask.
No, we like that.
Yeah.
We're now talking about Colonel Sanders. So,
Colonel Sanders, if he had this in his repertoire, he'd be running around cutting up them big flapping yard birds, singing, "I'm a bee, I'm 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 a bee." Slanging that chicken. I'm a bee, I'm a bee. And see, he was just making chicken. He wasn't trying to sell chicken. He figured if he got happy enough about making chicken, he'd sell itself. And damn, look about you.
And his whole path of joy was working on this, making this better,
mashed potato.
Yeah, mashed potato. And all his thinking and anxiety and sweat and that was around that. That's all he cared about.
Yeah.
Well, how upset was he that he didn't make it?
Well, he couldn't get it done, and he couldn't get it wrong. He was just trying to get it better. So he just went through his whole life. You understand he died in bankruptcy.
He did? Why is that?
Well, he lost flavor. He had to sell out to his chain. Had to sell out because he just couldn't make it.
Oh, I didn't know that. So,
yeah.
And yet they own the image of him. And they used it.
You have the image, and that was part of the deal to get him out of his soup. And that's why when you go to the KFC now, Kentucky Fried Chicken also hosts Taco Hell.
So did he go to the Guff?
Yes, he did.
All right, good. Not everybody gets to the Guff, Dave.
Really? Where else would you go?
Eternal bliss.
It's a journey, and there's no time, so they're just not in a big hurry.
Oh, so it's not just the Guff, it's just not one place you can go. There's other places.
Yeah.
It's
eternal bliss, Dave.
Oh, and there's a difference between the so-called Guff and the so-called eternal bliss.
Eternal bliss is what you all get. You get regardless of where you are, non-physical.
Right.
So there's no, you don't need a rush to get to some better vibe in the guff.
Because there's no time.
Yeah.
You continue your internalness.
Yeah, Ion has mentioned that there was someone who passed on transition 1653 and they still haven't got to the guff yet.
No, where are they?
No hurry.
On their way, in bliss.
Like what, an interim place before this other place?
Yeah,
I know they're not place.
What do you mean?
Well, that's what I'm asking. Place. I don't know. You seem to distinguish. No, he's over here, not there.
Well, you know, he's on his way. He hasn't RSVP'd yet. It's okay. Hurt.
Here's a great exclusive for the first show. The guy who stuck the spear in one of the Jesuses, since there were three, he's still alive and he's in a monastery in Tibet.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Why? What was it? He's guilty. Why doesn't? Oh, he's waiting for the second coming or something. What was it?
Mm-hmm. Yes, for the reparations.
The reparations. He's waiting for the second coming before he can release into the non-physical. And he's still alive.
Hmm.
The Roman soldier.
Roman soldier. Now, how?
And how come he's just gone undiscovered? Or wouldn't people say, geez, that guy, well, geez, he's been around. I think my grandparents are friends with him. How come we're all getting old and dying and you're not? Oh, I got some unfinished business.
We say we hope the same for you as well.
Thank you.
There's lots of the old codgers that have hung a boot for a long time.
Yes.
And just because you don't know them doesn't mean they're not.
I know, I just thought other people might have noticed.
Noticed it, yeah.
Some do.
All the people that would have noticed it passed on, Dave. He hasn't seen his high school buddies in 1999 years.
Yeah, or also, yeah, they're not on the internet.
But he follows, but he does, he has a great following on Twitter, though, don't worry.
Now, how's this for Ripley's Believe It or Not? Actually, once the Evergreens told me that if I wanted to make my radio show better, make it like Ripley's Believe It or Not. Well, I think we've come up with the Ripley's Believe It or Not with Ion.
Mm-hmm.
I think finally we'll have a successful
With a side of P.T. Barnum, I guess.
Yeah. Is Scott back?
I'm back.
He's still working with the baby.
How's everything doing?
Good.
No, he is back, Ion.
You want to go to number five?